Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Slide, the best value on all sports betting, and it's not close. Of course, I'm your boy, the coach, and I got to tell you, day number 2 down here in the desert, things are starting to ramp up just a little bit. But yesterday, trying a few new things on the show, not a bad day, hit a couple of parlays, but it's a perfect example. I say it all the time. You got to watch the show live. We were on Miami and Duke. Now, they played each other. It's about the information, using it to your best of your ability. Now, with that being said, it's a busy, busy, busy day at the brand today. And by the way, I do want to shout out Early Edge and 5. I see some of you in the chat already talking about how much fun it was yesterday. We're changing that show. And we want you to be a part of it. We'll have more details in the coming days, in the next week. But Early Edge and 5 is going to become your show. But today, the final, I can't believe, final mega preview of the NFL season, year number 3. And, of course, our PGA Tour golf show, Early Wedge, on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. But on this Tuesday of Super Bowl week, when the teams have arrived, they've done their media last night, and now they really, really settle in today. We're going to go 5 wide. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. And isn't technology a crazy thing when you can be live from Arizona, Las Vegas, London, England, Denver, Colorado? Mikey B., where are you from?
New York.
New York! You can have all those cities all on one show. But let's start. Ladies first today. Oh, she is our ice queen, Allie. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, everyone. I'm super happy to be here today and then also ready to get back from that NHL All-Star break.
I know. It felt really long this time for some reason.
I don't know what it was, but it felt for like forever.
It did, but they're back, and we're glad for that. Now, next, he is live, I said it, from just south of London, England. Ladies and gentlemen, he's simply known as the guru. Martin W. Green, good morning. No, good afternoon, sir.
Good morning to you, Coach. Yeah, I am looking forward to the Super Bowl too. Looking forward to seeing if the Eagles can take down the Chiefs. Should be a good game, but there's lots happening in the soccer world. Some big stories to break down today. A couple of picks on some FA Cup action, so stay tuned.
Oh, FA Cup, my favorite cup of all of the cups, I think. Oh, and your storyline, there's a lot of people out there going, what just happened? Can't wait for that in a second. Now, Las Vegas, Super Bowl week, that's where everybody wants to be. And that's exactly where our guy, Zach Attack. Zach Simony is this morning. Zach, hello.
Hey, well, it'll be here next year. I can't wait for it. I do have to talk about Duke in Miami. Just a flat spot for Duke. This is February in college basketball. A loss is a loss. You're going to have the blowout losses, and that's what's happened. That's what happened with Duke. But luckily, I was already in a good mood from cracking up watching you and Larry on HQ all day yesterday. I was able to laugh that one off.
Well, I got to tell you, and we talk about it all the time, this business, when you do it every single day, don't get wrapped up in one. Play the long game. It happens, as Zach just said. But me and Maestro having a blast on HQ. In fact, they're having me back today all day, Zach, all day. No Maestro, just me today. It's in my contract. Now, next, and finally, live from New York. But my man, the Bulls, coming through last night. I played that little parlay. I played Bulls, Bucks, Clippers. I was happy. Mikey B., good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, the Bulls took care of business against a bad team for once. They had some problems with the Spurs earlier in the season, but the Spurs were just missing too many games last night. Andre Drummond went crazy. It was a great win for the Bulls.
All right, let's get into it. We got a full show today, and I see many of you in the chat. That's how we get responses from you. If you like something, you want something, put it into the chat. Many of you loving how we did Early Edge in 5 yesterday. We want you guys to appear on the show. We want you guys to participate, but not right here, right now. Let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. And yesterday, Guru, we're starting with you. There was some big-time news coming out, and it's not good. It's not good for what has been one of our favorite teams to bet on, one of our favorite teams to watch. They've got arguably the best striker in the world, but the news is not good. Start us off.
Yeah, the news is not good for Manchester City, coach. The news is probably good if you're one of their rivals, but not so good for Manchester City because they could be kicked out of the Premier League as punishment for breaking more than 100 financial rules. The league has referred Man City to an independent commission over these alleged rule breaches. Potential punishments range from a fine to a points deduction to just general expulsion from the Premier League. So a very uncertain situation. We had a similar situation a few years ago with a big rugby team called Saracens, who were the reigning champions, and they were fined and then relegated following a salary cap scandal. Similar situation with Juventus in Serie A, had to go down to Serie C as punishment. Some commentators are even likening it to the Lance Armstrong doping scandal. So it's a very serious situation indeed. And Pep Guardiola, the manager, his future is now in doubt. He's become the second favourite to become the next Premier League manager to leave his post in the futures betting. Things could start to unravel for Manchester City. They remain the favourites to win the Champions League this season, but a lot of disruption taking place off the pitch. It could derail their campaign. So watch this space.
I cannot believe this story. I literally cannot believe it. This would be like what the equivalent of the Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers doing this, yeah, and getting kicked out of the NFL. That's what this is the equivalent of.
Or like the Patriots at the height of their winning the Super Bowl every year. I mean, they win the Premier League title every year, and they're basically just accusing them of spending more money than the salary cap allowed, doing lots of dodgy dealings, backhanders to get around the rules. And yeah, they could be kicked out of the most lucrative tournament in the world.
All right. Well, I wonder if the other day they got shut out the other day. I wonder if this was hanging over their heads and we just didn't know it. It just hadn't come out yet. Interesting. Guru, thank you very much. Now, next up, the NBA has been very, very fickle lately. It's been very, very difficult to figure out who's going to play, who's going to play well. But we have found a little storyline today, Zach Attack, that I think could feed into something. What do you have?
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets 15-5 over their last 20 games. Two of those losses have been by today's opponent, the Minnesota Timberwolves. You go back to Sunday, they lost by 30 points. But, of course, that was without Nikola Jokic, without Aaron Gordon, without Jamal Murray. All are expected to play today. So we'll see what happens. I think it's an 8-point spread right now. And, of course, we know the Denver Nuggets on their home floor, the best in the NBA with a 25-4 record.
All right, keep that in mind. I love when a storyline feeds in to a potential pick later in the show. Now, in the chat, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but you guys know me. I'll call somebody out like that. My man Robert says, Coach, Peyton is the new coach of the Broncos. You were quick to call me out when I said the Saints would not allow him to go to Dallas. I hope you are as quick to recognize I was right and you were not. Are the Broncos in Dallas? Do the Broncos play in Dallas? Anybody? Do we know that question? No, they do not play in Dallas. So I was right, and Robert, you were wrong. He went to Denver. You said he was going to Dallas. They did not allow him to go to Dallas. See that awkward pause? All right, moving on. You talk about big nights in the NBA. You talk about big stars playing in the NBA tonight. Well, Mikey Barner, Mikey B., there is a big-time star coming back tonight. I have missed him. I want him back. I want to see him play. Floor is yours.
Yeah, it's rare we get some nice and positive injury news in the NBA. Well, we've got some for tonight. Devin Booker is expected to make his return for the Suns. He's been out with a groin injury. They play the Nets tonight. They went 10-11 with him out of the lineup. He hasn't played since December, so he's going to be on a minutes restriction. His return should mean a decline in scoring for Mikal Bridges, who averaged 19.5 points while he was out. Crazy stat here. This is the first time since November 4th that Booker, Chris Paul, Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, and Cameron Johnson, the Suns starters, are all expected to be available.
Wow. Think about that for a second. Yeah. I was just watching one of the shows this morning. They were talking about how players only have to play like 65, 67, 70 games to earn their full contract. It's embarrassing, I'd say.
I was still eating my kids' rejected Halloween candy the last time these guys were all playing.
That's bananas. Hilarious, but also very, very true. All right, final storyline. And you heard Allie talk about it at the top of the show. The NHL's been off for 3 weeks for the NHL All-Star Game, or it feels that way. But we're back. What do you got, Allie?
Yep, so just looking at one of the games on the board tonight, you have the Knights and then versus the Preds. And I saw someone up in the chat saying they're back in the Preds, and I really don't think that's a bad bet tonight, considering Vegas has lost 4 straight road games, and they're 6-1, or they're 1-6 in their last 7. And then looking at the Predators, who have won 5 straight home games, it could be an interesting matchup for a team like Vegas, who was dominating on the road and has kind of shifted against a team that's been playing really well at home.
Great storyline. Listen to Allie. You got to be very careful when teams come back from an all-star break. See how they feel. See the tendencies. But also remember what they did before the all-star break. Very important. Thank all of you for those amazing storylines. Now, we got a full board to get to. But before we do that, I got to pay everybody. Those pesky little bills. So here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, you know it's a busy day at the brand when two of our OGs are in the chat right now. AB, our 5-2-0 player. Our main man, M Squared, who, by the way, Allie, says he will be in the building tonight. Live betting that particular game. I encourage you to follow my man, M Squared, on the Twitter machine, because he is the epitome of what live betting is truly all about. So if you have any questions for Mikey or AB, go ahead and throw them into the chat. They'll answer them in real time. So, where do we start? Well, I think we need to elevate the NHL since they're back. So, Alabama, start us off. Let's go.
Okay, so we just saw the Lightning get blown out by the Panthers last night, but I think that means they'll be a little bit more eager to take advantage of a team like the Sharks like tonight. So we're going to go with the Sharks Lightning over 6.5, -110. The Sharks give up an average of 3.75 goals per game, and at home, the Lightning score an average of 4.08. And looking at Reimer, he has a 3.99 GAA in his last 9 games, and he already gave up 4 goals to the Lightning earlier this season in San Jose, so I definitely don't see him doing any better tonight in Tampa. But on the other hand, I think we also could see some scoring from the Sharks since they still put up an average of over 3 goals per game, and the Lightning are going to be going with Elliott in net. And Elliott, he has a 3.07 GAA, but I think the main thing here is that the Lightning give them plenty of offensive support, and they score, I don't know the exact number right now, but I know it's over 4 goals per game on average when he's in net, so I think we'll see another high-scoring game tonight.
That's a bunch of goals, and we encourage you, get the bet in now. As soon as Allie gives out a pick, boom, they change it. You don't want to see a 7 there. You don't want to.
I would never play that seven.
Exactly. So get it in right now. It's the early edge for a reason. Thank you, Allie. By the way, somebody in the chat said that AB is singing to me. And now that's all I have in my head. I can't get it out. Please don't ever type that again, because AB singing that particular song is scary to me in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. All right, Zach Attack. We talked about the Bulls last night getting work done. We've got a pick coming up on the big night for LeBron tonight that I will make. But I would love for you to tell me why you think the Bulls will cover two nights in a row.
Well, it is a back-to-back spot for them, a lot of points, so I'm going to take it +8 against the Memphis Grizzlies. This is actually a chance for the Bulls. It's a big moment for them. They have a chance to go get back to 500 for the first time since November 6th when they were 6-6 at the time, so a very long time ago. Playing good team basketball right now. Yesterday, 7 players scored in double figures against the San Antonio Spurs, and they have that spurt ability. They were only up by 5 at the end of the third quarter. They went on a 30-8 run to begin the fourth quarter to pull away from the Spurs team. And you look at the Memphis Grizzlies right now, they have issues not just on the court but off the court. They lost 8 of 9 games. I just think it's a good spot for the Chicago Bulls. Ayo Dosunmu, another player to keep an eye on, one of their role players. He's shooting 78% in the month of February, 3 games so far. It's a great balance right now. Big number because they're in a back-to-back spot. I'll take the points.
Damn right. They have, when they're playing well, the Bulls are really, really good when they're playing well. So I like this spot. Zach, thank you very much. Now, Guru. There is a little team, and I was reading, I was doing some research today. They called it Since the Hollywood Takeover. And we're talking about Ryan Reynolds and his business partner buying a little team called Wrexham, the little engine that could. The last game was amazing. What do we have today?
Yeah, Wrexham, they're the second oldest soccer team in the world after Notts County. They are not a big team at all. They ply their trade in the fifth tier of English soccer. They're actually a Welsh team, but they play in the English league. And yeah, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney purchased it. So they've been punching above their weight since those Hollywood stars took control of the club. And they've made it all the way to the fourth round of the FA Cup. They're the only non-league team that are still in the competition. It's just lots of big teams left apart from them. And they were up against Sheffield United. And they played out a thrilling 3-3 draw with Sheffield United last weekend. It was a terrific game. The Sheffield United were on the brink of elimination. They were 3-2 down in the 95th minute. And they'd had a man sent off. But then John Egan hit a last-gasp equaliser in the 96th minute, breaking Wrexham hearts. So that set up a replay, which is taking place at Bramall Lane in Sheffield today. And I think this could be the end of the road for Wrexham, sadly, because the Blades, Sheffield United, they are on fire right now. 16-game unbeaten streak in all competitions. They're currently up to second in the championship table, 7 points behind the league leaders Burnley. But they're 10 points clear of Middlesbrough in third. So they're all but certain to secure promotion back to the Premier League at the end of the season. Wrexham are a much smaller club, obviously. They have been very, very strong at home this season, but they do tend to struggle a little bit on the road. Their record away from home is not at all as impressive. And I think now that they've got that equaliser, they forced the replay, I think Sheffield United should complete the job. And there could just be a bit of golfing quality here. So I've also gone for both teams to score in over 2.5 goals again, because that was such a thrilling first match. But my favourite pick is just the -1.25 Asian handicap on Sheffield United. And once again, this is an FA Cup game, so that's where you will find it on the sports books. And I found another pick as well that I like on the FA Cup today. Championship leaders Burnley, who, as I mentioned, they're 7 points clear of Sheffield United, 17 points ahead of Middlesbrough after winning 9 games in a row. So they are on the brink of returning to the Premier League as well. Their last defeat actually came against Sheffield United, and it was all the way back in early November. I think they can afford to rest a few key stars when they play Ipswich today. The manager, Vincent Kompany, rested a lot of players for the first game, which was a 0-0 draw in Ipswich last weekend. But Ipswich are in a similar situation. They're chasing promotion in League One, which is the division below the Championship, and they're probably going to rest players as well. Finished in a draw in Ipswich. I think now that it's at Turf Moor, Burnley Stadium, Burnley should have enough depth within their squad to win this one. And odds of minus 130 on the money line just look very tempting for me. So I'm going for Burnley to win as well.
Now, they're saying in the chat, Guru, that Buckets on his other show is also on Burnley on the money line. Did you notice that your boy called New York City the Windy City last night?
Again, I'm from England, and I know that's not the case.
Ali, you can laugh. It's okay. It's okay. It's funny. It's funny. What'd you say?
It's so pretty funny.
Right? Oh, Buckets in his picture is like, live from the Windy City. You're it's not in Chicago, Apple. Buckets. You're not in Chicago.
Everyone knows he's the Big Apple, surely.
Guru, he's your mentee. You handle him. I'm done handling him.
I'll handle him. Leave it to me, coach.
Thank you very much. It's embarrassing, but he's on our team. And somewhere he's in New York City right now. We hope he's okay. All right. Now I'm elevating myself today. I'm putting myself in the maestro seat for a reason. So Mikey Barner, I would love not one, but two props for tonight, if you don't mind.
All right, I got you. First, we're going to go to that Bulls-Grizzlies game. We're going to do Desmond Bane to score 20-plus points. That's at least 20 points. That's minus 125 on FanDuel. Now, originally, when I sent in this pick this morning, the line was at 19.5, and the over was minus 122. It shifted to 20.5, so I'm going to take the score 20-plus for minus 125 at essentially the same odds. He's been locked in offensively. He's shooting 52.5% from the field over the last 10 games. He scored at least 20 points in 8 of those games. Now, this is a home game. He's shooting just under 48% at home this season compared to exactly 45% on the road. The Bulls, like Zach was saying, they've been playing well, especially against the best teams in the league. I think they keep this close enough that Bane plays enough minutes to hit the over. And second, why not? We got to go to the Nuggets-Timberwolves game. Nikola Jokic to record a triple-double. That's plus 100 on DraftKings. This might be our last time to get this at plus odds when he's playing at home. He has a triple-double in 7 of his last 8 games, which included a triple-double against these same Timberwolves. He's averaging a triple-double for the season. And as we talked about him at home, he has 18 triple-doubles this season. 15 of them have come at home. We're still getting plus odds, coach. We've got to try it.
We got to do it. I pumped you up on HQ the other day for this exact bet. I said, bet it the rest of the way at home. That's what you said, correct? Home game?
Yeah, as long as you're getting plus odds, I don't know how you can't. I mean, he's on fire at home.
Playing the long game. If you win more than 50% of the time, you're winning money because they're always plus odds. Mikey B, thank you very much. Now, I am going to need your perspective here because I put myself in the maestro spot, which doesn't happen very often. But many of you in the chat already are asking about LeBron James tonight. He could break the all-time NBA scoring record. It's historic. He's going to put the record so far out that in our lifetime, think about this for a second. In our lifetime, this will never be broken. That's how historic tonight is. But it's not going to happen tonight because LeBron is all about history. Watch the interview he did with Michael Wilbon. What did he say? I don't want to do it on a free throw. I understand how big of a deal it is. So why would he do it tonight when they're playing the Bucks on Thursday? When Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who played for the Bucks, will be in the building on Thursday. So tonight, the number is 32.5. I've never been more excited and confident about a pick in my career. We're going under 32.5. Don't think for a second that LeBron won't know exactly how many points he has tonight. If he gets to 28 or 29, he will shut it down, especially if they're winning the game. Mikey Barner, you're our NBA aficionado, our NBA expert. What do you think of this play?
Yeah, I agree. This is the second game of a back-to-back set for the Thunder. Normally, when you entered the season, you thought they'd be tanking. You think they might rest some guys. I'm not sure if they're going to rest anybody tonight, but they've been getting blown out the last 2 games. Not having Lu Dort is big for them. They have not been playing well since they're 1-4 since he got hurt. I think this is a lopsided win for the Lakers, which gives LeBron some added time on the bench in the fourth quarter. Like you said, coach, he wants to break this record against the Bucks. So I like the under.
All right, very, very good. Now, I don't know if this is a compliment or not a compliment, but my man in the chat, where is he? Raphael says, coach, my son's falling asleep on the way to school watching this show live. Can you shout out his name? Anthony, wake him up. Well, if he's falling asleep watching the show, maybe we're not as entertained. Anthony, wake up. Wake up, Anthony. You got to go to school. Don't do what we did. You got to go to school. Get an education. Get an education. Oh, there was a school bus. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Alabama. So excited that the NHL is back tonight. Sharks Lightning. Let's go over 6.5. And then the FA Cup from the Guru. Sheffield United minus 1.25, the Asian handicap. You win by two, you cash a full ticket. You win by one, you lose half. Burnley, they've been very, very good lately. Take them on the money line, minus 130. 3-4-0 is what I think is going to happen today. Then Mikey B, two big props today. Desmond Bane, he's been on fire to score 20-plus points, minus 125, and then Jokic. Every time he plays at home, we're going to make this bet. Just what we're going to do. Triple-double, even money. Then Zach Attack, Bulls plus the 8 tonight. And then from me, LeBron James, under 32.5 points tonight at plus 100. I think this juice will only go up throughout the day, so I encourage you to make that bet right now. Do not forget, later today at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, our Super Bowl last mega preview with the entire crew. And then also, many of you in the chat talking about it, how much fun Early Edge and 5 was yesterday. We're only ramping it up. We want you guys to be a part of it. Do you want to appear live on the show? Talk, make a pick? That's what we're going to start doing. Everybody is going to be a part of what we call the fastest growing sports betting brand in the world. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love up. And we went 5 wide today. Alabama. Mikey B, Zach Attack, and of course, the guru from across the pond. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. You never know where the crew is going to show up in the chat, right here, social media. We got you covered all the time. We grind for you so we can win with you right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, new season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.